From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. The UN Security Council is expected to meet later today to discuss the latest North Korean missile test. This time, it was a mid-range missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead that was fired over Japan. The rocket broke apart and fell into the Pacific waters off Hokkaido on Tuesday. Pyongyang launched a communications satellite atop a rocket that also flew over Japan in 2009. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said the North's reckless action is an unprecedented, serious, and grave threat to his nation. A spokesman for South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff here, Ro Jae-chung, said despite repeated warnings, the North launched its 13th ballistic missile this year from the vicinity of Sunan near Pyongyang. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop called the launch provocative, dangerous, destabilizing, and threatening.
To fire a missile over the territory of another nation is threatening, dangerous, and provocative. North Korea is in breach of numerous UN Security Council resolutions and is acting illegally.
The latest missile launch comes in the midst of a joint military exercise by U.S. and South Korean forces. A suicide bomber attacked a crowd outside a bank in the Afghan capital of Kabul on Tuesday, killing at least five people and wounding nine others, a city policeman confirmed to VOA. The attack occurred at the entrance of a Kabul bank branch that was not far from the heavily protected U.S. embassy. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA. President Donald Trump is on his way to Texas today to witness firsthand the devastation being caused by Tropical Storm Harvey, which came ashore late Friday and has lingered over southern Texas for 4 days, dumping record amounts of rainfall as it slowly moves eastward. Mr. Trump Monday was asked his view of the unfolding natural disaster.
It's the biggest ever. They're saying it's the biggest. It's historic. It is a historic amount of water in particular. There's never been anything like it. The people are handling it amazingly well, and the people of Texas, as you know, have really persevered.
The president said he expected quick action by Congress to fund cleanup efforts. He's declared 18 Texas counties disaster areas. More than 70 centimeters of rain have already fallen, and another 60 are expected over the next several days. As many as 9 fatalities are blamed on the storm. Harvey is now slowly moving toward western Louisiana. That state's governor is John Bel Edwards.
This is going to play out over several days. That's exactly what's happening. The storm is more or less stationary, but to the extent that it's moving, it's actually moving towards the east in our direction. And that makes this obviously a dangerous situation for our state, especially those people on the western portion of our state.
The storm is also impacting the nation's oil refineries and gas supplies. Robert Sinclair is a spokesman for the travel agency AAA.
More than 30% of total U.S. refining capacity is located in the Gulf Coast. And in fact, where the storm first hit, Corpus Christi, there are 5 refineries with about 4% of U.S. refining capacity. All of them were knocked offline.
Gasoline futures hit their highest mark in 2 years on Monday. Kenya's Supreme Court has begun hearing opposition leader Raila Odinga's challenge to this month's election victory of President Uhuru Kenyatta. The former prime minister has charged the election was marred by fraud. The court on Monday ordered the Election Commission to grant access to its computer servers and electronic devices that were used in the counting of votes. In Myanmar, security forces continue operations in the rest of western Rakhine state, where more than 100 people have been killed since Rohingya militants ambushed troops on Friday. The operations have forced thousands of minority Rohingya Muslims to flee the violence to neighboring Bangladesh. And India and China have agreed to disengage their forces along the disputed Doklam border region in the eastern Himalayas. China's foreign ministry said Chinese soldiers will continue to patrol the area. It insists it is its sovereign right. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard.
That's the latest world news from VOA.